You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
Now, they're saying I should think stuff. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Practice. Welcome to the latest installment of Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. You can find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. You can find Positive Cynicism on Facebook. You can find the podcast, my podcast, this podcast, and all the other Jittery Monkey podcasts on all your podcasting platforms: Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, probably soon on Spotify, and of course on jitterymonkey.com. I am doing this late at night. I have just spent the last 2.5 hours talking with Greg Mahochko, the host of Nerd United, the founder of Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. We had a nice little discussion about two very different films, one being a film that I absolutely love and one being one that I absolutely hate: The Apple and Star Wars: The Last Jedi. You'll have to go listen to the show to find out which film applies to which description. We also threw in a little bit of politics and on and in random stuff. So give that a listen over on Nerd United. I said on the last episode that this was going to be a big summer here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, and I'm sticking to my vow of trying to work in the words Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network as much as possible on every episode going forward. We'll see how I do. But I said that this is going to be a big summer here on Positive Cynicism. We've got the Question Everything series still going. We've got Wonder Why, where we examine one-hit wonders and try to figure out why that elusive second hit escaped them. The next few episodes are, I think, going to be very entertaining and very interesting and hopefully very informative. I also have a new series starting up in June called, well, I'm not sure what it's called. Right now it's just called Untitled Evolution of Summer Blockbuster Series. If you have a name suggestion, feel free to hit me up on Twitter and tell me what you think we should call it. And if we use your suggestion, we'll give you credit for the name. I would say we'd give you a t-shirt or some other prize pack, but our marketing team has not gotten back to us on frivolous giveaway items yet. But maybe that's another item that we'll start looking into over the summer. But yes, we'll have this series on the evolution of the summer blockbuster, starting in the 1970s with Jaws, the first blockbuster, going all the way up to, well, I guess we'd go to Avengers and even we would go to Avengers Infinity War, which isn't even released during the typical summer blockbuster season. But I mean, the movie made $1 billion in just over 9 days, I believe it was, so it's hard to not call it a summer blockbuster. Yes, we'll have that going, and I'm sure Greg Mahochko has big plans for the Nerd United over the summer and the Five Heartbeat podcast. I don't know what's going on in Nebraska sports over the summer, but I'm sure Greg will be filling you in on a weekly or semi-weekly basis. Nerd United, he's on the cusp of his 100th episode, and I know he's trying, his dream goal is to get Kevin Smith onto the show. So Kevin, in the event that you're listening to this, hit my boy up over at Twitter at Nerd United Show and go on his show. And if anybody knows Kevin Smith or knows how to get him to agree to be on a show, let us know, because I think that would be a really cool interview for Greg to have. And just trying to spread some positivity and make everybody happy here. And I thought Kevin Huntsberger over at My 123 Cents was going to have something big for the summer, but after talking to him, I guess he does not. He's just going to roll through the summer being, you know, Kevin. He'll consistently have a new show out every Monday. After May 26th, those episodes may be coming from a hospital bed, as he has agreed to step back into the wrestling ring for only the second time as a competitor, and will be fighting in his first ever steel cage match. I really need to decide if I want to go and watch in person, because I think it's kind of like Halley's Comet. You only get one chance in your lifetime to see something like this, so I may have to break down and travel back to Illinois to see that. But he will give you all the details. You can go over to My 123 Cents and catch up on what has been going on and what has led to this middle-aged father of three getting into a ring with a mad Viking warrior. Yeah. Now, as for this episode of Positive Cynicism, it's another episode of me by myself. So if you listen to the show, you know these are not my favorite episodes. I like discourse. I like discussion. I didn't reach out and find anybody to talk to this week. Also, I'm sticking to the pledge of positivity, where we're only doing positive things on Positive Cynicism here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. So I don't want to go into any of the negative aspects of what's going on in the world right now. You know what's going on. Pick up a newspaper, blog, television, news, whatever. Wherever you get your information from, you can see all the negativity. I actually want to give a shout out. I have to look up, so I want to make sure I get the last name correct. But I saw a story over the weekend that has kind of gone viral. And that is the story of a 4-year-old kid in Alabama who is doing his best to help with the homeless. I don't want to say help with the homeless situation, but help feed the homeless. This kid is taking his allowance money and other money that his parents would spend on him, and taking that and buying food and distributing it to the homeless. His name is, and I hope I pronounce this correctly, Austin Perrine. He goes by, his superhero name is President Perrine. I really hope I'm saying that correctly, and I apologize if I'm getting it wrong. This kid, if you have not seen this story, I'll put it up on the Positive Cynicism Facebook page, because just a great heartwarming story of this 4-year-old kid going out and trying to make a positive impact in the world around him. And it looks like Burger King may be jumping in and partnering up with him. So my hat goes off to this kid. Hopefully we'll see a follow-up, and it's nothing but positive, because this is what we need, you know, more in our society. It's all about giving back, helping others less fortunate than yourself. Speaking of helping others, as I mentioned, about probably a month or 6 weeks, maybe, again, time irrelevant in podcasting world, maybe it was about 4 or 5 episodes ago, I mentioned that I was going to run a half marathon in October. It's a bucket list item, and also done to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And so far, the training, to give you an update, the training has not gone as well as I had hoped, mainly because I do my training in the morning, and it's really hard to pull yourself out of bed at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning to go running. Trying to motivate myself, trying to get it up there, but it's just, you know, some days it's easier to roll over and pull the covers up over your head and stay in bed. However, I have gotten a few donations, and so far the donations have been what have exceeded my expectations on the amount being donated. I am about 1/5 of to my goal of $1,000. If you find it in your heart to help contribute, you can go to the Positive Cynicism Facebook page. I'll put the link back up on there. I'll also tweet it out. if you want to give, again, it's going to a good cause. It's helping, you know, St. Jude's, but it also helps me to stay motivated because, as I told Greg when I was talking to him earlier, if I just pay the entry fee into this half marathon and then decided not to do it, then I'm just out $60. Nothing big. I mean, I could find better uses for that $60, but it's really not that big of a deal. However, if I get people to contribute and if I hit my $1,000 goal, then if I don't run, I feel like I am letting down more people. So that helps keep me motivated and helps me to stop being lazy, in all honesty. So if you feel the need to, or if you feel the desire, the want to give, I appreciate your contribution. And again, you can go over to the Positive Cynicism Facebook page or find me on Twitter. I will give you the link and you can make a donation. St. Jude's, great foundation, great work there. So let's help spread some positivity and you know, help out in some people's lives who need the positivity. 2 episodes from now, I've got the next installment of Question Everything. And this month, I've already recorded the interview, and it's, I think, a really good interview with Jenna Jameson. No, it's not that Jenna Jameson. Sorry to disappoint if you are disappointed. No, this one is she's a teacher in Southern Illinois who was born in India and given up for adoption and came to America when she was, I believe, 5 months old. And she has written a book called Giving Back, Lessons from an Adopted Immigrant on Why a Happy Life is About Helping Others. And I think the title right there says it all. And it says what this podcast is really all about. We just need to step out of our own comfort zone, realize life is not all about us, and think about the people around you. And in the conversation that I had with Jenna, it really struck me how I myself need to get out of my little personal bubble and interact more with people. I've been saying for a year now that we need to get involved and help, and I keep making excuses and not doing it. We just really just need to be more aware of the people around us, be less judgmental about people you run into, and realize we're all humans. We're all, we're not all the same, but if you get to talking and meeting with people, I bet the amount of similarities you have with them is much bigger than the differences. And we need to stop focusing on the differences that are ripping us apart and destroying our society and focus more on the similarities and or how we can become closer connected as people. So that interview will be available on May 22nd. If it's after May 22nd, then it's available. It's after May 22nd when you're listening to this, I should say. That episode is available. Go back and listen to it. Again, I think I'm biased because I was there for the interview, but I think it's a really good interview. And Jenna offers a lot of good advice. And just check that out. And then we have the week after that, May 29th, we'll see the new Wonder Why installment. And this episode is, we're still in the researching phase as to when I record this episode. But this episode is, next episode of Wonder Why is going to be very interesting. It's a song and artist that I am not familiar with, I've never heard, but there's so much interesting information about the artist, and I'm not even going to tell you who it is or what the song is. You'll just have to tune in and find out. That episode will be out again on May 29th. If it's already June when you're listening to this or later, go back in the archives, find the episode, and give it a listen. Other than that, I don't really have much for this week. It's been a very light week. We've been watching a lot of hockey here in the Positive Cynicism Studios, and we're almost down to the final four. The Las Vegas Golden Knights have exceeded all expectations, and as I tweeted out earlier, the day that I'm recording this, the Golden Knights are four games away from me making really bad, irresponsible financial decisions, but if they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, I feel like I need to finally go to a Finals game. So, if you're listening to this and you have any connections to the Golden Knights and want to help me out and hook me up, I would greatly appreciate it. But I'm not going to count on that happening. But I have nothing else to say. It's just been a good week. Remember to stay positive. Remember to do something positive. As you will hear in the interview with Jenna on Question Everything, I am starting taking her advice of doing the birthday challenge. And as my birthday is in the month of May, and for each year that I have been alive on this planet, I am going to try to spend that many days doing some type of act of kindness, doing something positive for someone else. And I encourage you to do the same. And hopefully I'm not going to stop it after the set amount of days are up. It's hopefully by that time it will become a habit and you just keep doing something positive. So as always, I'm just going to end the show by saying, question everything, do something positive, and we'll see you on the next episode.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.